Israel. He has not forgotten you worship and the prophetic refutation of replacement theology. He has not forgotten you worship and the prophetic refutation of replacement theology. Still your covenant remains, Israel, beloved of Yah, worship song. There is a prophetic deception that was warned of long ago and has now come to full bloom. The idea that God has rejected Israel and that the church has permanently replaced her. This deception is not just doctrinally wrong, it is a fulfillment of prophecy itself. Worship that testifies to truth. Before we open scripture, listen to this worship song. Headphone, Israel, beloved of Yah, you were scattered, but when Messiah comes, you will rise. This is not mere sentiment, it is scripture in song. And it echoes the words of Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Yeshua, Paul, and John. The prophetic warning, a spirit of arrogance toward Israel. Do not be arrogant toward the branches, you do not support the root, but the root supports you. Romans chapter 11 verse 18. Paul, writing under divine inspiration, warned of a coming pride that would take root in the Gentile church, a belief that Israel had been cast off and God was finished with her. Did God reject his people? Absolutely not. Romans chapter 11 verse 1, CSB. This error, now known as replacement theology, was prophesied, and Paul refuted it before it even gained traction. The unconditional covenants, written in eternity. I will establish my covenant between me and you and your descendants after you, for an everlasting covenant. Genesis chapter 17 verse 7. Confirmed. Psalm chapter 105 verses 8 to 11. 1 Chronicles chapter 16 verses 15 to 18. Luke chapter 1 verses 72 to 73. Galatians chapter 3 verse 17. The Abrahamic covenant is unconditional. God's promise of land, nationhood, and blessing through Abraham's seed is not revoked due to disobedience. It is God's covenant, not man's contract. Likewise, Davidic covenant, 2 Samuel chapter 7 verses 12 to 16. A throne established forever. New covenant, Jeremiah chapter 31 verses 31 to 37. With the house of Israel and Judah, not the church replacing them. Jeremiah adds God's oath that as long as the sun, moon, and stars endure, Israel will never cease being a nation before him. Fulfilled prophecy. Israel's regathering in 1948, Isaiah chapter 11 verses 11 to 12, Ezekiel chapters 36 to 37. Please support the Virginia Christian Alliance website and community center. We would appreciate your donation. Fulfilled prophecies that prove Israel is not replaced. Prophecy, scripture, fulfillment, regathering to the land in unbelief. Ezekiel chapter 36 verse 24, Isaiah chapter 11 verse 11. 1948 present return. Land becoming fruitful again, Ezekiel chapter 36 verse 8, Isaiah chapter 27 verse 6. Agricultural explosion in 20th century. Hebrew language restored, Zephaniah chapter 3 verse 9. Revived as national language, Jerusalem a burdensome stone, Zechariah chapter 12 verses 2 to 3. Ongoing international crisis center, nations rage against Israel, Psalm chapter 83, Zechariah chapter 14. UN hostility, global opposition. Messianic longing within a remnant. Romans chapter 11 verse 5, Zechariah chapter 12 verse 10. Messianic Jewish movement today. Each of these fulfills ancient prophecies, not for a spiritual Israel but for the descendants of Jacob. He has not forgotten you. He is faithful, he is true. Messiah will reign in the land promised. His feet shall stand on the Mount of Olives, Zechariah chapter 14 verse 4. The kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord, Revelation chapter 11 verse 15. The land God promised belongs to him, Leviticus chapter 25 verse 23. He entrusted it to Israel, not temporarily, but eternally. And Messiah's future rule will be geographical, not metaphorical. The New Testament confirms the old. Luke chapter 1 verses 32 to 33. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever. Matthew chapter 19 verse 28. You will sit on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. Acts chapter 1 verses 6 to 7. The disciples ask about restoring the kingdom to Israel, and Jesus doesn't correct them. Worship that aligns with prophetic truth. This song, Israel, beloved of Yah, doesn't just soothe, it testifies. He will gather every heart, Isaiah chapter 11 verse 12, Matthew chapter 24 verse 31. From the olive tree so old, Romans chapter 11 verse 17. Still your covenant remains, Genesis chapter 17, Psalm chapter 105, Romans chapter 11. Worship is only true when it reflects the truth. Worship that denies God's faithfulness to Israel denies a core attribute of God himself. Do not be deceived. The scriptures speak for themselves. Let no one deceive you with empty words. Ephesians chapter 5 verse 6. Much of the confusion around Israel's place in God's plan doesn't come from the Bible, it comes from men adding to or spiritualizing what God has plainly spoken. Some claim that modern translations are manipulated or that teachers like Scofield and Darby invented doctrines foreign to the early church. But the promises to Israel are not new theology, they are ancient prophecy, written in the original Hebrew and Greek, and confirmed by multiple inspired authors across time. Genesis chapter 17 verse 7. Everlasting covenant, Berit Olam. Jeremiah chapter 31 verse 36. Israel will not cease to be a nation before me, Romans chapter 11 verse 26. All Israel will be saved, Pays Israel, Leviticus chapter 25 verse 23. The land is mine. Luke chapter 1 verses 32 to 33. Messiah will reign over the house of Jacob forever. These are not doctrines created by translators or commentary writers. They are the words of God, preserved through prophets and apostles, fulfilled in part, and awaiting future completion. So we must ask, will we interpret prophecy based on human tradition, or receive it as written? Every promise still will stand. He will heal this holy land. Credit and encourage readers to visit. Premiered June 21, 2025 # worship song # land of promise # Yeshua is coming. Musical note more worship songs. https://open.spotify.com/artist/12djc. This song is a worshipful reminder of Yah's love, covenant, and faithfulness to Israel, the land that belongs to him.